song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's foul on our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
Some are born through laughter. laughter and joy. We were born to live again, and we will live again. A lonely soul by the river, the Celtic moon, his only friend. The journey's end, but not far away. The journey begins again, and we will begin again. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design broadcast for the 21st day of September, year 2022. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the topic for today's broadcast is God's Law, or Yahweh's Law. We dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this broadcast to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shemai, and welcome to the program. Cumri Embeth. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and again, Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces, pastordan.net. On the website, we have a daily mail page where we put current event information, prepper information, study material, health information, etc. Recommend you check that a couple times a week at least. There is a home page where you'll find information about the site and on how to help us with a donation if you feel led to do so. And there is a contact us page where you can reach me with a comment or question if you do not have my other contact information. Now, during the broadcast, I try to monitor the email, which is BravoYankeeDelta, BYD, Pastor Dan, and all of that is together, no spaces at all, BYD Pastor Dan, at yahoo.com. Thank you, Ella. Looks like we're 5x5 on the audio. Had a little bit of trouble with my recorder going into here, so hopefully it'll keep working. Every now and then it freezes up on me, not sure why that is, haven't figured it out yet. So, awful lot going on. I just jumped into a militia meeting for this area and reaching out to people all across the country. A gentleman from Texas was filling us in with a lot of stuff that's going on out there, and other gentlemen were also chiming in. Some of the ladies were contributing with the chat room information. A lot of stuff going on. It seems, though, that we sometimes get confused with where we're at in the term of biblical timelines, because we've sort of adopted the secular way of looking at everything. We forget that we are creatures of our Heavenly Father, the Creator. And as His creation, you know, we have a set of rules, and that's why I picked the title. We have a set of rules that He expects us to live by. Now, our Father in heaven does not care about man's law. And that seems to be a hard concept for our people to embrace. Our Heavenly Father does not care about man's law at all. Okay? It does not enter into His mind. It has no credibility. It has no value. It has no jurisdiction. It has no merit. It is man's law, which is corruptible. The prophets told our people many years ago, when they became brain dead and asked for a earthly king like the heathen, the other races had. Because probably some of our people, as some of the degenerates amongst our race all through history, they probably thought, well, if we have a king, we can do like the heathen do, and we can buy him off, we can bribe him, we can entice him, we can cajole him, or cudgel him, into doing what we want. He'll make laws that are favorable to us. This is the masterpiece of the Jew. He has been inveigling himself into the governments of men for centuries, maybe millennia. And by becoming the interlopers and coming into these man-made systems, they are able to twist and turn, which is where we get the word attorney. Okay. They are able to twist and turn the meanings of words and the way things are done, and it becomes a convoluted mess, much like the description in Scripture of Mystery Babylon. Mystery doesn't mean it's not known. It's not that hard to figure it out. It means that it's not easily visible to the day-to-day person who's unaware. Okay, it's not in your face like a billboard sign. It's something you have to seek out. But it's not like it's completely hidden. Okay? So anyway, our enemies have been at work dismantling the man-made governmental systems. They may have started out with good intentions. That's debatable. But it's obvious to the casual observer even that man-made governments have become completely and utterly corrupt. Completely. And they have become the enemies of all mankind. Now, these corrupt governments are the tip of the spear used to subjugate mankind to the rulings of the true leaders, which do not sit in government offices. The true leaders are the ultra-rich international families, typically bankers and industrialists, etc. They sit atop the world of corporations. That's why they invented the whole notion of a corporation, was control from the small number at the top down. They love those kind of systems because they don't want to share power. They want to keep it all nestled in a very tiny elite group, because the larger the group, the more difficult to control them and to make sure that the inner workings of their network don't get out and their secrets, etc. The real rulers and governors and manipulators in this world, you would never recognize their names if the person told you about them. You get the George Soroses and all because they are underlings of the masters at the top. So that you're focused on these guys, so if they go down, the leadership at the top never changes. So we have this psyop going on that somehow man-made laws are what we have to listen to. And the average person believes that they have to listen to them because there is enforcement through military and through law enforcement or police. Now, the police used to be men of good conscience and tried to do a diligent job, etc., but they've all been subjugated and brought under the control of this monster, this one world government. So the average person in uniform today doesn't have a clue what in the hell is going on in the world. And they just look at it as, well, I want a paycheck, so I'll do whatever they tell me to do. That's the average. There's a few exceptions, obviously, but the average is, I'm just going to go along to get along because I want to pay for my car and my house. I want to put my kids through school. They got 1,000 reasons to acquiesce to the satanic New World Order. So when all this is going on, we seem to digress from what's most important. And that's the fact that our Father is sovereign. There is no other sovereign, just our Father. We are his subjects. He is our king. People say, well, I don't like the idea of a monarchy. Well, guess what? You're under a monarchy whether you like it or not. We have a king, Yahweh, our creator father, and you are either subject to him or you are subject to an earthly king, but you're going to be subject to a king one way or the other. Now, Yahweh wants us to act as his ambassadors and as princes and princesses on this earth. Sort of miniature kings, if you will. Him being the king of kings, we being the kings of our domains down here. Whether it be a community of 10 families or it be a nation like the United States, it doesn't matter. Where the Israelites go, there is the nation of Israel. The real Israel, not those fake phony bastards over in Palestine who are actually enemies of all mankind. So we need to get our focus back on the law that matters. The law of this land that's run through these courts and these corporations and these parliaments and congresses and all that, they are make-believe. Because they want you to believe that these people that sit in legislative assemblies are able to make new law. They do not have the right to make new law. Our Creator Father did not give them that right. He did not give that right to any person on this earth. And we're going to read down through some scriptures here to prove that. But it should be common sense. Okay? So don't get caught up in all of the nuances of this. Well, you got to declare this, you got to declare that, what jurisdiction, blah, blah, blah. Well, I got news for you. Our Father's jurisdiction is over the entire earth. There is no place on the sea, in the air, or on the land that is not His jurisdiction. There is nowhere for man to hide from His law. It covers this earth. Just as the Israelite Adamic man and woman has covered this earth as long as we've been here. Because we were put here to tend the garden, to keep the garden being this earth under the firmament, this experiment that our Father is conducting with us in it. And you might say, well, Dan, I don't think I'm an experiment. That sort of belittles me, does it? I got news for you. Our Creator can do whatever the hell He wants to do. He doesn't need your permission. He doesn't need my permission. If this is what He wanted to create, if this is the situation we find ourselves in, then you just have to accept that. He's not going to debate with you and I. So you are not to debate with Him. You are to reverence Him. Again, these scriptures are going to show you. You have to mentally get in the right space or you're not going to be able to figure this thing out, folks. And we're running out of time. I'm telling you, I'm seeing more indications every day that things are heating up quickly. The good news is, as I've spoken to friends and family all across the country, many people at the local level are finally waking up. I've heard common law court people dealing with common law courts talking about our Father's law. They're now talking about the proper names such as Yahweh and Yahshua. Get away from this Lord and God stuff. Get away from this modern day churchianity, these whitewashed tombs or sepulchers. That's what the churches are. Whitewashed, painted white, but within they are full of dead men's bones. You're not going to hear any truth in those buildings. Yahweh's truth is spoken man to man, woman to woman, out in public, under a tree, on somebody's front porch. You don't need to go to a building to hear the Father's truth. You don't need a man-made organization like the Baptists or Methodists or Presbyterians or certainly Roman Catholic. You don't need all that. That's BS. Thank you, Ella. All right? Absolute and total BS. Focus on our Father, and it makes everything else just melt away. All the lies and deceptions melt away. All of this hocus-pocus about, well, did you file the right paperwork? Was it on the right form? Did the beast system give its approval? What? What? Does the beast system approve? I need the beast system's approval to speak Father's word? What's wrong with you folks? We're in this mess because we have forgotten who our first love is, as Scripture plainly says. We forgot who our first allegiance is to, not to an earthly king, not to an earthly parliament, not to an earthly Congress. And yeah, they control weapons because of the ignorance of the men and women in uniform today, many of them. But just because they have weapons doesn't make them right. It does not make them lawful. And they will pay for that. They will pay for that. Just as the preachers preaching the doctrine of devils in the place of our Father's perfect law. They will pay a price for their treason, both to him and to us on this earth. A heavy, heavy price. As we look at the society disintegrating because of no accountability, no boundaries, no rules, it reminds me again 30 years ago when I saw the bumper sticker on a good friend of mine's car. Well, he ended up being a good friend of mine. God's law or chaos. God's law or chaos. That's the only two choices you have in this world that we live. God's law or chaos. Now that we have turned our back on our Father and his law, you're now living in the chaos that ensues from that bad decision. How does it feel? It's uncomfortable for me. I don't know about you folks, but it is very uncomfortable knowing that so many zombies out here don't have a clue what in the hell is going on. So we'll read down through some of the scriptures here and see if we can drive this point home. But that's what tonight I'd like to get across to everybody, is that you have to stay focused on what law matters. Just because a group of men can control some guys with weapons does not make them right, does not make them lawful, does not make them moral, and does not make them in charge of you and I, and it does not give them the authority to lord over us. Again, we only have one King of Kings, and he decides who his subordinates are. And there is a set of rules as to those that would have his blessing to be in authority. There are certain rules that that person must show. And the current crop of miscreants in our different man-made governments don't possess those qualities. None of them do, okay? And I don't care if you're talking about Donald Trump or that complete automaton called Joe Biden, or DeSantis Trump 2.0, which they are grooming to take the place of Trump. It's still man-made government. It is still Antichrist. You don't believe me? Maybe you should dust off that book sitting on your shelf. You know, that one over there in the corner that has the word the Bible on it? You ought to take it out and read it once in a while. But don't do that without a good set of concordances with you, or you're just going to be fooled by these terrible English translations that we have. Isaiah 33, verse 22, for Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our king. Kind of strange. That sounds like three branches of government, doesn't it? Man decided to mimic God by creating the legislative, executive, and judicial branches. They didn't do it to honor him. They did it to mock him, to convince you to allow them to be an authority over you. You violated it all. So again, Isaiah 33:22, for Yahweh is our judge, lawgiver, and king. He will save us. Now, this is almost a conditional statement. Doesn't start with an if or a when, but it's conditional because it says he is judge, lawgiver, and king. He will save us. You could turn that around. He will save us when we make Yahweh our judge, lawgiver, and king. Because if he doesn't hold those three positions, why should he save you? Why should he save me? In John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, Yeshua is referring to the commandments here. Whose commandments do you think he's talking about? He didn't create new commandments. He didn't recreate the earth and have a different set of governing rules over it. It's because the Father was here in the flesh. That's the only way that story pans out and works. A lot of people say, oh, no, he was a man and, you know, miraculously born. He was Yahweh in the flesh body. It's the only way it works. It's the only thing that makes sense when he says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Remember, Yeshua could not go against any of the prophets. He could not go against any of the law that was given from the Father. He cannot break his own law. In Amos chapter 5 at verse 24, but let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Yep, you're on a desert right now as far as justice in these courts and in this society goes. So you're on a desert. You're probably pretty thirsty. Wouldn't it taste great to have those waters roll down in an ever-flowing stream called justice? Wouldn't it be nice to see real justice in this world? Because you sure as hell don't see it today. It's a rare, rare thing. In Galatians chapter 5, at verse 14, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word. That's kind of funny. This translation says it's fulfilled in one word, and yet you got a sentence after it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now remember, in the Greek, when this word neighbor is presented in the English, it's talking about your brother, your near kin. Again, the whole Bible is racial. The New World Order wants to make it like Unitarian, but it is not. Universalism is of the Antichrist. Many things are not equal in this world. We are all equal under Yahweh's law, but we are not equal as far as the hierarchy of control and command, or the promises, the covenants, etc. We're not equal. No, we're not. And just like in men and women, they want to say today that women can believe anything a man can do, a woman can do. Well, I got news for you. That's another bullshit story. That's like telling me, because I want to identify as a woman, I can have a child. Well, guess what? The equipment doesn't go along with that. As much as women want to pretend to be CEOs and executives and project managers and engineers and all that, I'm sorry, ladies. You weren't wired for that. I don't even know why you want to do that. It's frustrating enough for a man. I can't imagine going into those things equipped as a woman. Why would you even want to do that? That'd be like somebody throwing me into a gourmet chef's kitchen and tell me to cook up a meal for some celebrity or royalty that's coming into town. I wouldn't have a clue even where to start. That's just not the way I'm wired. And so when women are put into these positions, they're not wired for it either. And ladies, whether you like to hear it or not, it shows. To the men who know what the hell's going on in this world, it shows. And why you can't just accept what the Father put you here to do, I don't understand. What is so demeaning about raising the next generation of our children? Taking care of a house, taking care of a husband that's faithful and true and brings home the bacon. Yeah, there's a lot of men out there that are deadbeats. And hopefully they're all going to be dead very soon. That's my personal wish. But I'm talking about the guys that do it right. What's wrong with him expecting those kind of things at his household? Because he's the one that's out there trudging through all the misery of this world, whether it's building civilizations, building a new railroad, putting up bridges, building roads, or doing the farming or doing the hunting, whatever. That's his job. Or fighting the wars to protect our kith and kin against attack. Defensive, not offensive, defensive. We each have a role to play, and when you stay within the role, life gets a whole lot better. A lot of the misery we have is because we just don't want to settle for what the Father says. We think we know better. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." So according to Matthew, the entire set of books or scrolls known as the law and the prophets can be wrapped up in "do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Imagine that. Now, for my own personal testimony, since I was a young boy when I first heard that in the church, and yeah, back then I went to these whitewashed sepulchers because they at least taught some of the truth. When I first read that, it stuck, and I tried to practice it. Imagine that. I actually tried to practice it. A lot of people read that and just keep right on going. They stay in the unmitigated buttholes that they are, or narcissists, or self-centered whack jobs that we have out here today. But I actually tried to do what it said. Take into account the other person and do to them what you would want somebody to do for you. That simple little rule. I can't tell you how many times that has blessed me in my life. Just that one little rule. But it's also been amazing how few people seem to be able to do it. In Acts chapter 5, verse 29, "But Peter and the apostles answered, 'We must obey God rather than men.'" Wow. All you New Testament Zio Christians out there. That's funny. Have you read Acts chapter 5 recently? Peter and the apostles, it wasn't just one guy, the apostles also answered, saying, "We must obey Yahweh God rather than men." Ergo, my former statement that we get our heads wrapped around all this man-made gobbledygook when it really boils down to, did you put yourself under the jurisdiction and sovereignty of our Father in heaven, or did you not? If you are his child and you're living according to his law, then you are not in their jurisdiction. Period. Because they're operating in the Antichrist jurisdiction. And we can't be unequally yoked with the Antichrist. So we do what we know to be right. It does not matter what men say. Men say it's okay to murder a baby in a woman's womb. Yahweh doesn't say that. Men say it's okay to lie to the public about a serum that could kill them. Yahweh's law does not give that right. Man's law says it's okay to spray things in our atmosphere and poison our food and water without telling the people consuming it. Yahweh's law doesn't give them that right. Man's law says it's okay to rape and molest children simply by omission, because district attorneys and all operate with electronic shekels coming out of their pocket. They've been bought off and paid and bribed, so that they're not prosecuting them, because Jews are at the top of the pervert list. And they don't want that. They don't want to die for their perversions. That's why they did away with Yahweh's commandment to put to death rapists and murderers and kidnappers, traitors, etc., and pedophiles. Because that's what Jews do. They don't want to die for what they're doing. They want to convince you it's okay to obey men. And you've gone along with it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. This is Messiah talking. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. And he did not mean fulfill all of them. He meant to live a life in accordance with the law. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one iota or yota, actually that should be pronounced yota in the Greek, not one yota, not a dot, will pass away from the law until all is accomplished. So, again, for the people that think the law has been done away with, sorry. No, it hasn't. You can't do away with the law, because if you could do away with the law, you could do away with the lawgiver. And you're not going to do that either. Micah 6, verse 8. He has told you, O man, what is good. That's funny. So man didn't tell us? Yahweh told us. He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does Yahweh require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your Elohim God? Whoa. To do justice, to love kindness and charity, and to walk humbly. Whew. That sure leaves out a lot of these two-legged creatures I see. Come on, Yahweh, bring the fire. If you want to consume me in it, then by golly, that's okay with me. But just burn this place to the ground. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Your mouth? I thought we had to read it, like in Bibles and stuff. Shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. What else do you do in your bed day and night? When you go to bed at night and when you wake up in the morning? Prayer. Sing aloud with joy on your beds. Does that sound familiar? Psalm 149. Yeah. Meditate on the law day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Are we having good success now, you think, as nations, as white Christian, well, I shouldn't even use Christian, as Caucasian nations on this earth, followers of Messiah, followers of the way? Are we having good success here lately? I don't know about you folks, but it doesn't look too successful to me. Methinks there is something wrong. Methinks that we have gone astray. And could it be that we have forgotten what Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 has told us, that the law is not to depart from our speaking or our mouth, and that we are to meditate on it day and night? Could it be substituting man's law for Yahweh's law? Oh, wait a minute. That's what the word Babel or Babel means. That's what the word Babylon means. To mix what does not belong mixed. And it causes confusion. Could it be this confusion that we live in is from mixing man's law and God's law? Just a thought. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, for this is the love of Yahweh God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Yeah, when you read his commandments in the original, his commandments are easy because they're common sense and they work. Who in the world would not want to live under a set of rules that actually work? No, we're going to go with man's law. Yeah, these creatures that we call Congress and executive branch and judicial branch, yeah, and these parliamentarians, yeah, they know better. Yeah, what do you mean, Dan, listening to Yahweh's law? Come on. These cats are much smarter than him. They'll do what's best for us. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Last time I checked, people that are liars, it doesn't bode well for them in the very near future. Yeah, it's kind of like them poor folks there in Noah's day when the water was rising up and they saw Noah and his family up on that big old boat and they were kind of like, you know, maybe we shouldn't have made so much fun of Noah. Maybe we should have kind of listened when he said to repent. Maybe. I can swim for quite a while. Didn't work out too good for those folks, did it? So if you think you can love the Father and know him without keeping his commandments, you are a fool and a liar. Romans chapter 2, verse 13. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before Yahweh God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. You want to see this world clean up in a hurry? Turn us men loose to enforce Yahweh's law. Get out of our way. Stop supporting the enemy and start supporting righteous men who want to fix the problem. You want the world fixed? It's easy. You just have to make your mind up that that's what you want. Do you want the chaos? Do you want to live under man's law? Well, then put up with the bullshit. If you want to be in a paradise, then start supporting the men that will make it that way. Romans 6, verse 15. What then? Are we to sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. By no means. You are under the law. The law was not done away with. You will always be under the law. You cannot be, quote, saved, meaning going to the other side when you pass away, by the law, in the keeping of the law, because no man is perfect. No man can keep the whole law. Every one of us has broke some form of the law at one point or another. That's why our needing his grace. And that's all it's saying here. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Here we go with lawlessness, meaning God's law, not man's law. Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What fellowship has knowledge and truth with ignorance and lies and deception? Do not be unequally yoked. And that goes in everything. Business partners, marital partners, family members. Don't be unequally yoked because they're just going to be a boat anchor just pulling you right down into the water. John 15, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now remember, Yahweh is the creator. He can transform, transfix, translate any way he wants to. And when he decided to walk this earth, he said, I come as an example. A lot of people say, well, Dan, he's obviously the son, weos in the Greek, of Yahweh. Well, if first of all, he came down to a bunch of ignoramuses, because that's the way most of our people are, and he said, I'm going to show you by example. So if he's giving you an example, what's he going to refer to the Father in heaven? He's going to refer to him as Father, even though he's the Father in the flesh. Because how do you not do that? You're trying to teach them the proper way to pray and to give glory to the Father. It makes perfect sense. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And if you faithfully obey the voice of Yahweh your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, Yahweh your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Nations here would be races, the other people. Set you high if you faithfully obey the voice. What is the voice? The little Holy Spirit speaking through the pineal gland. Being careful to do all his commandments. So you're supposed to do two things. Follow the commandments as they were given and written down, but there's a voice. Oh, that's right. What do you call that? Oh, a conscience. Some people have been very good at tuning out that voice. They have no conscience. Some people literally have no conscience. Some people are just good at ignoring what the conscience is trying to tell them, the Holy Spirit within them. But there are creatures that walk this earth that do not even have a conscience whatsoever. You see them on the TV screens every day. The vast majority of these monsters that their mugs show up on that flat screen, that image of the beast, that's those folks. They have no conscience whatsoever. A Fauci and a Burks that could lie about this whole scamdemic for this long. Lie after lie after lie after lie. They don't have a conscience. Are you kidding me? 1 John chapter 4, verse 21. And this commandment we have from him. Whoever loves Yahweh God must also love his brother. Now, we're in the Greek language again. That brother is Adelphos, from the womb, meaning a racial kinsman. Okay? This commandment we have from him. Whoever wants to say they love Yahweh God, he must also love his kinfolk. Which means you protect your race. You protect it from harm from other races. You protect your women from the other races raping them or even dating them or having children with them. Their wombs are sacred territory. Mix not that which is holy with the unholy. Isn't that what the word says? Oh, you didn't. Oh, that's right. You don't read the book. I'm sorry. I forgot. That's right. You don't read it. So you're okay. You can go ahead in your ignorance because you can go home and look in the mirror and go, I never read it. So I don't know that I'm breaking the law. So Yahweh's going to let me into heaven because I'm a good person. I didn't know about the law. So you have no conscience, you didn't listen to that little voice, and you don't read the scriptures. So you failed on all three phases of where you could have drawn the line about violating his laws and his commandments. You failed all three. Because any one of them should have told you that race mixing and allowing the criminality that goes on in this world, you should have known that those are verboten, forbidden by our Father in heaven. Joshua 22, verse 5. Only be very careful to observe the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of Yahweh God, commanded you, to love Yahweh your God and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cling to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. That's sort of leaves out a bunch of folks too, doesn't it? Then we jump into Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, the end of the matter. All has been heard. Fear or reverence Yahweh God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So again, do we know what the law is that we're to live by? Does man-made government have a right to lord over us and get us to commit error and get us to violate our Father's law? No, they do not have that right. In fact, they not only don't have that right, you are to resist evil with all your heart. Because evil is trying to get you to violate his law, number one, and evil is trying to get you to do harm to your neighbor and your kinfolk. Obedience to God is resistance to tyrants. Or you could even reverse it. Resistance to tyranny or tyrants is obedience to God. It's not really hard to figure out, folks. So again, the effort to get our people into this self-defense mode is moving very rapidly because people are starting to panic. I think they see that there is a manipulated and engineered change in our weather patterns, even though man is not ultimately going to change the weather. He can't do it. He might make a storm here or there and fake a forest fire. They can do stuff, but to change the whole earth, no, they can't do it. Don't have the power, and Yahweh's not going to let them. But are they going to try to do that for staged events and to get you to be in a constant state of fear? Yeah, they are going to try to do that. They are doing that. But people are starting to see through the charade. They're starting to realize that all of these man-made governments, especially since the United Nations has come in, and these sycophants and these miscreants are falling in with the New World Order, one world government, or the takeover by the Antichrist communists. They're all in, it's all the same group of people, whatever term you want to use for them. So the man-made governments are all on board with it because they're shills. They're cardboard people. They're avatars. They're not men and women of God. Please, are you kidding me? Their reward is what they're going to get here on this earth. That's it. Whatever the Antichrist has promised them, that's it. That's all they get. A short term of years where they can have all the drugs and booze they want and women or men they want and fame and fortune, but at what a price? What's the scripture say about, is it worth gaining the whole world if it cost you your soul, your eternal soul? Does anybody actually think this miserable world we live in is all there is? Are you kidding me? No. It's what's on the other side. It's the reason we're going through this test that you should be thinking about. Is it worth standing up to this tyranny and to be a man or woman of integrity? Absolutely. Absolutely. That way when you come face to face with that day that comes for all of us, you can go there with a smile on your face. You don't want to go too soon, but when it does eventually come, you can rest in that you gave it your best shot. You did everything within your power to make this a better world and to be a good example of what our Father commands of us. And if enough people will do that, this world can be changed. It's not really that hard. It just takes dedication. It takes people to make that call, make that decision. I just hope the men of the various state militias will keep that in mind as we go forward. I just hope everybody in uniform realizes you're in a big test. And I know it's difficult. You people with your corporate jobs and your six-figure incomes, I know it's difficult. Satan has a way of making it very lucrative for you to side up with him. But what's the cost? Have you actually considered that? What's it going to cost you in the long run? I sure hope you have. But I'll keep you posted as best I can. There's a lot of things going on. I believe one of the men is going to be in my general area in the near future. I may make an attempt to meet this individual in the next few days. So keep that in prayer, if that is a possibility. In fact, there's a group of men in that same area as well besides this individual. So yours truly might make an attempt to meet up with these individuals for some face-to-face conversations. But again, if it's Yahweh's will. Dear Heavenly Father, we are in perilous times, and we brought it on ourselves. This is not your doing as far as blame goes. It is what comes when we turn our backs on you. It's a natural thing. You're in control of this world. You built it. It's your rules. It's your plan. If we would obey you, all of the things that we complain about, all of the misery and the degeneracy that we see around us would vaporize. It would vaporize. Men and women could learn how to be truly happy and content with the things that you give us instead of this constantly wanting more, 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 more. I want more toys. I want more booze. I want more trinkets. I want a bigger car. I want a bigger house. I want, like a bunch of little children we are. Why you even tolerate is beyond me. But we're still here. We're hanging on. And if you'll help us, those of us that love you and do attempt to live by your law and teach it to others, we're going to do it to our last breath. We just pray for your bringing this to a conclusion in the near future so that this poor earth can sigh some relief and these poor people upon this earth can live in peace and harmony as you intended instead of under the thumb of a bunch of degenerate miscreants and cretins called man-made government, the beast, and man-made religion is right there with it. Same thing. Centralized government, centralized religion, centralized banking, all of it communist, all of it evil, all of it of the Antichrist. We curse them from the top of their heads to their toes. We curse any and all who go along with it, any and all who are liars and cowards. We have no empathy left for them, Father Yahweh. Forgive us if that is not what your wish is, but I have a feeling you yourself have lost your patience with mankind at this point. And I know many of us have. We don't have much empathy left. We don't have much tolerance for those who do not see the wickedness of this world. So we pray for you to bring it to an end. We pray for the fires of judgment to burn up the wicked, just as Obadiah told us. We pray for your law to be the law of this land and man's law to be vaporized, to be disintegrated, and be thrown into the lake of fire, along with all of those who practice it and teach it. Be with us, your sons, Father. Help us to be lions again so that we can protect the women and the children and the defenseless that are out there. So many innocent people that are abused this day. Help the men learn to be lions again, to roar instead of whimper, to lead instead of follow, to fight instead of cowering in fear and shame. To that end, Father Yahweh, guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. And always we ask that you protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we do ask and pray. Hallelujah.
Last night I dreamed you were back again, larger than life again, holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Don't I remember how? Couldn't get enough of kissing. But I do. These like a slow train trickle by. Even the words I write refuse to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. I can't get the melody. My head to see distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. Yeah, but I do. I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is the word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push you shut. How much I love you, no, you don't, but I do. I swore I'd never fall like this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. I can't close the door on the lock and hook. Think might be just as good. Always believed it would. I gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't. But I do. Yeah, but I do. I'm past the point from you and all the best that you can do. I never meant to push or shove. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't. But I do. But I do. Never meant to push or shove. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't. But I do. I said no, you don't. But I do. I said no, you don't. But I do.
soldier, a Scottish soldier, who wandered far away and soldiered far away. There was none bolder, with good broad shoulder, he fought in many a fray, and fought and won. He seen the glory, and told the story, of battles glorious, and deeds victorious. Now he's sighing, his heart is crying, to leave these green hills of Tyrone. Because these
green hills are not Highland hills, nor the Island hills, they're not my land's hills. Fair as these green foreign hills may be,
they are not the hills of home. And now this soldier, this Scottish soldier, who wandered far away and soldiered far away, sees leaves are falling, death is calling, and he will fade away. And that far land, he called his piper, his trusty piper, and bade him sound a lay, a pibroch sad to play, upon a hillside, a Scottish hillside, not on these green hills of Tyrone. This soldier, this Scottish soldier, will wander far no more, and soldier far no more. And on a hillside, a Scottish hillside, you'll see a piper play his soldier home. He's seen the glory, he's told the story of battles glorious. He's victorious, you will cease now, he is at peace now, far from those green hills of Tyrone.
Can change them. and all the wounds you sustained here today. Father can heal them, the darkness of a deep despair-filled ocean can overwhelm the strongest of souls, and the tide may arise.
One day I met this fine old patriot while down at the county jail, who would not allow a friend of his to show and post his bail. And when I asked him, "What you in here for?" his eyes stared straight through me. And then he said, "Young man, I'm in here for the sake of liberty." He said, "It starts the day you enter this old world of scoff and scorn, with a state-approved certificate to prove that you was born. Somehow the state believes without it that we might all just disappear. And if there's one thing true about a tyrant's rule, it's still his biggest fear. And me, I'm almost not here anymore. I've dropped out through Lost Liberty's trapdoor. I've rescinded all those papers after I learned what they was for. And me, I'm almost not here anymore." He said, "I found myself inside this cell a week or so ago, when a law enforcement officer," he said he kidnapped him off the road, "and when he asked to see my license and my vehicle registration and some proof I had insurance, that's when he thought he'd have some fun. And so he told that county officer, 'I don't mean to ridicule, but you should be smart enough to know this ain't no vehicle. 'Cause when your mode of transportation ain't for commercial purposes, you don't need no registration or insurance or licenses. You see, I'm almost not here anymore. I've dropped out through Lost Liberty's trapdoor. I've rescinded all those contracts after I learned what they was for. And me, I'm almost not here anymore. Just 'cause I used to be 5-4-3-4-6-6-6-7-3 don't mean the truth, you see, can't set me free to be a son of liberty. You see, I'm almost not here anymore. I've dropped out through Lost Liberty's trapdoor. I've rescinded all those numbers after I learned what they was for. And me, I'm almost not here anymore. It ain't fiction, it's a fact. And I ain't never coming back until my congressman's behind these prison